Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some breaking news at this hour. The British Parliament is voting on whether to delay Britain's exit from the European Union, which is due to happen in just 15 days. If lawmakers do vote for a delay, the other 27 countries of the EU would have to give it the okay as well. Let's bring in NPR's Frank Langfitt at Parliament in London. Frank, we can hear the noise from the Houses of Parliament behind us here. Lawmakers have been voting on a number of amendments before the big vote on the delay. What has happened so far?
Well, there have been a couple of interesting votes on amendments. One was a vote on basically on a second referendum, which people I know in the United States are quite interested in. Would they do a redo of the Brexit referendum of 2016? That was roundly defeated, 334-85. Then there was a really fascinating vote just not too long ago in which Parliament, the House of Commons backbenchers there, actually were trying to seize control of the Brexit process from the Prime Minister. The way it works here is very different than the United States. The Prime Minister drives the agenda. They were actually trying to take it away from her, and they lost that vote by about two votes.
So what are we still waiting for?
The big thing we're waiting for, Jeremy, is, you know, do they postpone Brexit? You know, this is after 2 years of negotiations. They have been paralyzed for months here in Parliament, can't decide on what to do. And so there should be a vote very soon on whether they would, you know, basically punt and say, we can't solve this, we need more time. Now, as you're pointing out, the European Union, this is very important to see what the European Union would say. And they would end up asking the question, you know, why are you going to do this? Actually, they're just...
Frank? Yeah, what's going on there?
They just, I believe they have people coming back in from a vote. And so, you know, this is basically, you get these bells every 15 minutes or so. People going out to vote, people coming back in to vote. And we'll be hearing this again very soon when there's that vote on whether to delay. We expect that to pass, but it's tricky because the Prime Minister also wants to bring back her much maligned Brexit deal for another vote next week. And so it's going to be tricky to see how it goes.
Now, Frank, it sounds really joyful, but I imagine that there's a lot there's a lot of fear there about what's at stake for the UK, because if they don't agree to a delay, they are at risk of crashing out of the European Union in just 15 days.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. These bells are very misleading, Jeremy, in the sense that if they can't come up with anything, just because you say you don't want to crash out or you say you want a delay doesn't mean you get one. You have to come up with some sort of deal. And what would happen then is they would crash out on the 29th of March, which could cause a lot of disruption at ports, certainly damage businesses here. And so people are very, very concerned about that. They are hoping that there will be a delay. The other thing here is it's been really acrimonious. People usually, it's a very spirited debate, always in the House of Commons, but there's a lot of rebellion going on here. People haven't been following, even in the cabinet, haven't been following Prime Minister Theresa May's dictates to vote on bills that are very important, measures that are very important to her. So it's a very chaotic feeling right now in the House of Parliament.
Just to bring people up to date on what's going on here in the background of these bells, this is live from the Houses of Parliament in London, and these are bells to bring people back in to vote on amendments. It's happening right now, but the big vote that we're waiting for is whether Brexit will be delayed beyond the 29th of March. Is there any chance, Frank, that Theresa May loses power as a result of all of this that's happening?
At some point, yes. I mean, there's been a death watch on her. An intermittent death watch, really, almost for 21 months. You know, she's had a very, very rough premiership. But if there's a delay, you sort of figure, it's hard to say, you don't think that they would dump her if they got into a delay. But it's very tricky and very unpredictable. The delay might buy her a few more months in office. She is very unpopular, even in her own party, and people are not happy with the way that she's managed this. Many people on both sides of the aisle, the Labour and the Conservative Party, feel she's made a lot of mistakes. So nobody thinks that she will last a lot longer. That said, she's lasted far longer than anyone imagined.
Now, there are a lot of people, I've been speaking to some British family and friends, who look at this and say, look, what's so scary about going back to a time basically before we were part of the European Union? This is what the people voted for. Why shouldn't they have it?
Well, there are a lot of people who do feel that way. And I think that the thing that you hear, and I'm sure you've probably heard this from some of your family members here, is a very British response, which is, let's just get on with it. You know, mm-hmm. we decided, and even if you don't like the answer, and even if this costs us in the short run, economically, you know, we've always gotten through this. We got through the war, we got through the Blitz, all of that. I think the concern here is that they would be in a position to really, certainly in the short run, it's going to hurt the, it's certainly going to, yeah, it's going to certainly hurt the economy. There's going to be job loss. We've also seen investment has been dropping off in the auto industry, mm-hmm. which has very good paying jobs here. So there are people who do want to stay in the European Union point out that there's going to be some cost to this. Right.
Okay, we're listening live here to the British Parliament. We'll keep up to date on this story. Frank Langfitt in London, thank you.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.